So tonight, we practice what the church has always practiced. We practice welcoming Jesus into our very own homes and our very own hearts. Jesus comes to us as a baby on this holy night to be with us, to dwell with us in every part of being a human, to help us to know that we are loved and cared for, that we are precious children of God, showered with grace and mercy. And Jesus also comes to us as a baby on this holy night to remind us that all such babies, all such children, all people are precious children of God and are loved and cared for and deserve to be showered with such grace and mercy, just like us. We share the true miracle of Emmanuel, the miracle of God with us on Christmas, as we remember that Jesus did not come just once long ago and then disappeared from our world, as we remember that Jesus is among us still, especially in the least of our brothers and sisters, and as we turn to recognize and to serve the presence of God in them. If you've been with us at St. Stephen's in the past few weeks, you know that all throughout the Advent season, we have been reflecting on powerful images from God spoken by the prophet Isaiah. Swords beaten into farming tools, weapons of death becoming tools for growing new life, an image of peace. A dry, lifeless stump that suddenly sprouts a new green shoot, hope springing from something that looks dead. The desert flowing with water and blooming with flowers, a barren and lonely place that becomes a place of joy. And finally, the image of a baby on the way, a baby whose birth we celebrate tonight, a baby who is love incarnate and who will bring love to the world in a whole new way that God has never done it before. Emmanuel, God with us, arrives in our world tonight, is knocking at our doors, is pleading to be let in. Jesus has come to bring the peace, hope, joy, and love that the prophet Isaiah spoke about and that many people before and since have longed for. The baby Jesus is no longer in our world. He grows up, he teaches, he eats with sinners, he loves the unlovable, he brings good news to the poor, he heals the ill, he welcomes the outcast and the foreigner, he loves his enemies, and he prays for those who persecute him. And for all that, the baby that is born tonight as a man will be executed on the cross. The baby Jesus is no longer in our world, but we are. We are his body now. We are his hands and feet. If the world is to know what Christmas is, if the world is to know the peace, hope, joy, and love that Jesus brings, it's not up to God. It's up to us. We are the answer to someone else's prayer. We can give someone else what they need to survive. We can grow up, teach, eat with sinners, love the unlovable, bring good news to the poor, heal the ill, welcome the outcast and the foreigner, love our enemies, and pray for those who persecute us. And as we do so, we give thanks for the one who came for us this night. And we welcome him into our world again in the least of our sisters and brothers, because that is where he's living still. Might we turn in thankfulness from the grace and mercy that we hear and the good news tonight to share it with others as we open to them our hearts and our homes this Christmas and each day. Thanks be to God. Amen.